torn rooftops, demolished houses. In 2013, Typhoon Haiyan devastated vast swaths of land in the Philippines. The village of San Antonio was almost completely destroyed. The Order of Malta and its relief agency, Malteser International, were on the ground shortly after the disaster with food, medical aid, and shelter. The fast relief provided residents with everything they needed to survive. 1 year later, the region is still marked by the effects of the typhoon. Fritzi Silvano was lucky. Her house was still standing after the typhoon, but her means to survive were gone. Malteser International helped her start her own garden, and she now plants vegetables, which provide her family with a healthy diet and income.
Magpasalamat ha iyong ako manhi kamo nga nakakita kamo han akon effort han akon kabudlay para maggamay-adahin usa nga proyekto.
The vegetables from Fritzi's garden also benefit other families that can't grow their own food. Corazon Gutiay is grateful for the help. With help from Malteser International, local residents are building a large community garden. Until their first harvest, the neighbors help each other with their produce. Together, they cook local dishes, such as pinakbet.
Oh, mo pay nga panhunahon na gihapon, makusog. Tapos, basta damo init sustansya nga darahin nga pinakbet. Para hiton katawhan.
Like most San Antonio residents, Corazon's family lost everything in the typhoon. They built a new house with the construction materials and technical support provided by Malteser International and the Order of Malta. The house is dry, safe, and has its own toilet.
Masaya ako kay noon yung bahay namin pawod la yung atep. Ngayon sim na masayang na masaya ako salamat han nagdonar order of Malta, Malteser.
This type of construction protects the house from future storms and floods. 700 families in 4 villages receive support to build their own disaster-resistant homes. The new village is a few hundred meters away from San Antonio. The residents decided to build the new houses in a safer, higher location, farther away from the water. They are afraid of another disaster. The images of Typhoon Haiyan are still fresh in their minds.
Kamu nga tanan, ginhanglan nga mag-ready, matikang kitahin pag-evacuate. So, ang mga gunti na akong nga mga apo, kay nag-intak man kami din akong balay, gindaradahan, ginkarganahan nira mga tatay, ayara tatay. Tapos, ang akong asawa, kay di rin man siya nakakalakat. So, ginbaba ko na hiya. Ginbaba, anak akong lula, anak akong nanay, ginpakuan ko anak akong ibang anak nga alalay niyo.
There is no hospital near San Antonio. Together with local partners, the Order of Malta and its relief agency organized free medical checkups at the village's school. Corazon is here. Her son Angelo has a cough, and he needs to see a doctor. Most patients suffer from respiratory infections and inflammations. To help prevent common illnesses, the staff teaches school children about important health and hygiene topics. In regular meetings, the team coordinates the projects with local residents. New projects are already being planned.
In the future, we will partner with vulnerable population to assess and figure out what type of house repairs need to be done, because not all the houses are totally damaged.
1 year after Typhoon Haiyan, the reconstruction of houses, disaster preparedness, and healthcare have the highest priority.